From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Tensions are high in the Palestinian territories after U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Robert Berger has more.
Palestinians took to the streets to protest President Trump's change in policy on Jerusalem. They burned Israeli and American flags while shops and schools were closed in a general strike. At flashpoints in the West Bank, stone throwers clashed with Israeli troops who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. In the Gaza Strip, protests were organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for a third Palestinian intifada or uprising. Fearing an escalation, Israel is beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has sparked anger across the Arab and Muslim world. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The State Department has issued security warnings at scores of U.S. embassies around the world. Diplomats are bracing for protests or violence following Mr. Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. At the United Nations, American diplomats are preparing for a meeting Friday called by 8 of the 15 Security Council members, including close U.S. allies Britain, Italy, and France. Reaction around the world has been almost universally critical of the decision, which marks a break from decades of U.S. policy. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Britain and the European Union announced a breakthrough Friday on terms of the country's exit from the bloc. Speaking alongside British Prime Minister Theresa May in Brussels, the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Brexit negotiations now should move on to trade talks.
On the basis of the mandate which was given to me by the European Council, the Commission has just formally decided to recommend to the European Council that sufficient progress has now been made on the strict terms of the divorce.
I very much welcome the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase, to talk about trade and security, and to discuss the positive and ambitious future relationship that is in all of our interests.
EU leaders are expected to endorse the deal. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before Congress Thursday, just days after President Trump sharply criticized his agency on Twitter. On Sunday, the president said the bureau's reputation was in tatters. Wray defended the FBI, saying its men and women were respected and appreciated by law enforcement agencies around the world.
The FBI that I see is tens of thousands of agents and analysts and staff working their tails off to keep Americans safe from the next terrorist attack, gang violence, child predators, spies from Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran.
Several Republicans on the panel agreed with Mr. Trump's tweet, criticizing the Bureau's decision not to pursue charges against political rival Hillary Clinton for her handling of classified emails when she was Secretary of State. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United States will not lift sanctions against Russia until Moscow withdraws its forces from eastern Ukraine and Crimea. Tillerson met with his Russian counterpart Thursday in Vienna.
Our first priority is to stop the violence in east Ukraine so that we can begin a process of implementing the elements of the Minsk Accord that the parties have agreed.
The 2015 deal signed in the Belarusian capital of Minsk called for a ceasefire between Russian-backed separatists fighting Ukrainian forces in eastern Ukraine, a conflict that has left more than 10,000 dead. Wildfires continue to race across Southern California as strong winds make battling the blazes nearly impossible, with wind gusts up to 145 kilometers per hour expected to continue through Friday afternoon. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Daryl Osby is warning people to remain alert and be ready to evacuate at the first sign of danger. For more on this and any of our other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.